If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right. We are always thrilled when we can say good morning, Governor, Chairman, Doctor. Howard Dean, it's been a while. Good morning, Governor, Chairman, Doctor.
Good morning.
So, you know, listen, you worked hard to earn all those titles, and you deserve all of them every time.
Well, the fun thing is, if I were German, I'd be Herr Doctor Professor.
Right. Actually, Herr Professor.
You better figure
Doctor.
Out what your Russian name's going to be, Chairman.
That's not so funny.
Governor.
I'm in D.C. right now, and there are not many people around here who think this is amusing.
Yeah. Governor, I want to play something for you. Listen, there's a lot to talk about this morning, but this was a former CIA agent, Robert Baer, on CNN yesterday.
When a foreign country interferes in your election and the outcome is in doubt and legitimacy of the government, I don't know how it worked constitutionally. I'm not a lawyer, constitutional lawyer, but I'm deeply disturbed by the fact that the Russians interfered, and I would like to see the evidence, because if the evidence is there, I don't see any other way than to vote again. I mean, as an American citizen.
He was saying in every democracy around the world, when they find there's been, you know, a hostile government's interference, they have a revote. They have a new election.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only problem is it's hard to make the case unless you are pretty sure that it actually affected the vote. We don't know what they did. And I'm a little disappointed so far in the Republican response to this. I think McCain and Graham are talking about a serious set of hearings. And if they do the hearings right, we're going to find out a lot about this. And, you know, I think...
Listen, I never thought I'd be a bigger bomb thrower than Howard Dean, but what I'm talking about goes beyond disappointment. It's treason, in my opinion. The fact that Mitch McConnell and people like that knew about this, James Comey knew about it, and they sat on it while leaking this ridiculous email thing that clearly affected the outcome of the election.
No, I think Comey should resign. I mean, there's no question about that. Not because he did anything... crooked, because he's inept, and he's also taken down his own. I mean, why would anybody take the FBI seriously after this?
But Governor Dean, how can you explain to me how this is not just resignation material, but why he should not be prosecuted under the Hatch Act or the other rogue agents?
I'm not an expert on the Hatch Act, so I don't know the answer to that question. I think the Hatch Act argument is that he had to be engaging in political activity, and I actually don't think he was. I don't want to come on your show and say nice things about Comey, but Comey's record was that he stopped Alberto Gonzalez and Andy Carr, the chief of staff for George W. Bush, from getting Ashcroft under duress to sign something that okayed torture, and Comey ran over there and
I remember, them. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't suspect that Comey is engaged in treason. I think he's just engaged in ineptitude, and he was way over his head. He had no business doing it. And if he'd thought about doing this, what he would have done is use the software he ultimately used to prove that there was nothing new here. But the smart thing would have been, right, if he felt that he had to go public, which I think was a violation, in fact, of Justice Department policy, then what he should have done is use the deduping software for a couple of days on a sample of the emails, and then he wouldn't have gone public because it would have had an effect on the election. He was in way over his head. He didn't understand what he was doing. He was trying to cover his own butt with his own agents, which is why I think the FBI is a mess right now.
Yeah.
So, Governor, anyway, I that was a sad chapter, but I do think he's got to go.
Right.
And I think he can be an effective director of the FBI at this point.
Right.
On the other hand, I wouldn't want Trump to have the appointment.
Right.
He's got 7 more years. And so there may be a case for not letting him go just for political reasons.
Governor Dean,
can you imagine who Trump would put in the FBI? I mean, it would be a total disaster.
It's hard to find bigger disasters than what he's already done. But, I mean, and by the way, if that doesn't point to Russia all over all of his picks, and I think, as you probably know, Senator Reid said yesterday the Trump campaign was in collusion. I mean, if they prove that, where do we go, Governor?
I think then his presidency is in jeopardy. I mean, you know, the irony of this is that there are only two reputable people that thought that Trump was going to win. One was the Los Angeles Times, which had a really weird polling setup, but it didn't predict the outcome. And the other was this professor who has 13 questions, and depending on the answer, that made the predictions. But the professor who predicted he was going to win also predicted he would be impeached and removed from office.
Yeah. Well, it seems like we could avoid that whole thing if the electors either do their job or, you know, there's enough outrage, depending on what comes out very shortly, that we do call for an audit or a revote. I mean, I don't think we've ever been at this place in our history, Governor. And I think you know my dad ran with Goldwater. Somebody pointed out yesterday it was Goldwater that went to tell Nixon it's time to go, you know, and I've never seen this, at least in my political lifetime.
We've gone way past the place in this country, unfortunately, where there are very many statesmen in Washington. There are just not a lot of them.
Well, that's what I mean. Mitch McConnell put party before country, right?
He's done for most of his career. I mean, this is a guy who's nobody's going to look up to anytime soon, as history is written.
Governor, it's obviously, obviously removed your name. You were going to run for chair of the DNC, but, you know, you said you think it's time for a new generation. And I love Keith Ellison as well. I know you've said kind things about Keith Ellison. I do like that he's taken your cue and said that he would step down from Congress, because I do think it's a full-time job, and you did a great job at it. And the 50-state strategy was terrific, and I don't know why we didn't continue to follow that.
I do. The history is that when we have a Democratic president, the Democratic National Committee becomes the reelect vehicle for the president. Happens to a certain extent with the Republicans as well. So, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama all use the DNC as the reelect vehicle. And the problem with that is that you're not thinking about other people's elections. Well, I think what President Obama realized, and Hillary certainly realized because she talked about this, is that if you want to be a successful president, you got to have a Democratic Congress. And to have a Democratic Congress, you've got to do better in state legislatures than we have. The Republicans really focused on, and the Koch brothers and all these big billionaires have focused on, through these corrupt organizations like ALEC, have focused on getting redistricting and getting outrageous legislation passed and winning seats at the local level. We've done virtually nothing to combat that, and the next chairman is going to have to do that. It's not enough now to do the 50-state strategy. We actually have to get money to the state parties so they can start winning state legislative races, and it's not going to be a one-year shot. We can't just hope in 2018 with a lot of work and some money we change this around. We've got to build for the future, which means you've got to have good candidates out there, and some of them are going to lose and get themselves ready for another race.
Governor Dean, I actually appreciated, you know, the fact that one of the reasons you stepped down from the running is you said, I don't want this to become a proxy fight for the whole Bernie versus Hillary thing again. And this is what I keep urging people is don't play into Russia's hands. This is exactly what WikiLeaks was about, is they like to keep us, you know, fighting so that we stay out of power forever. When, you know, we share, you know, 90-something percent of the same goals. And I think we're seeing what a horror show a Trump administration could be, right?
Yeah, that is an incredibly good point, and I'm really glad you're making it, because you obviously have a tremendous amount of credibility in the progressive community, and I think people need progressives need to hear that. We eat our own, and sometimes, as Ted Kennedy used to say, the perfect becomes the enemy of the good. I have to say that I thought Bernie Sanders was terrific after he lost. It was very hard for him. I've been there, done that. And he really went all out for Hillary Clinton, because he knows very well that what you just said is true.
My nephew was the original Deniac. I've told you that before.
Yeah. Oh, God. Those were fun days.
But, you know,
still a lot of them around.
But, Howard, excuse me, Governor, I think that there was an interesting piece in the LA Times a couple days ago, Hold Off on That Overhaul, by David Greenberg, that argues against just blowing up the Democratic Party entirely. When you go, first of all, she won by 3 million votes, despite Russian hacking, despite WikiLeaks, despite the FBI, despite, you know, I claim he is illegitimate. I mean, I do not trust the legitimacy of this win in the first place. So I just think I think we need our Keith Ellisons, but we need our Howard Deans. We need all of those voices, right?
Well, there's no question, and you didn't mention one of the factors which definitely had an effect in the election. I do not believe that Wisconsin and North Carolina were legitimately run by the Republicans. They used voter suppression to suppress a substantial number of African-American votes.
Thank you.
And who were not allowed to vote this time because of these phony ID issues. And that, if you look at the numbers, that turned around North Carolina and Wisconsin. Now, that was not enough for Hillary to win. And we could argue about what else might have been turned around and so forth and so on. But there's no question about those two states. So your point is well taken. But I do think, though, that there's redress for all this stuff, but we can't do it if we're sniping at each other.
That's right.
We cannot do it if we're sniping at each other.
Yep, absolutely. Governor, Chairman, Doctor, I can never decide which order I'm supposed to put those in, but anyway, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking time for us. Hope we'll talk again. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Governor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Ooh, I actually called him Howard once. That was bad. Okay.
All right. Hey, Howie. How's it going?
He was, listen, he was Bernie before there was Bernie. He was my nephew, was Diniac, man, out on the road. But just the whole everything, internet fundraising, grassroots stuff. Anyway.